For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Last week's announcement out of South Dakota that the Smithfield pork processing plant there closed due to a coronavirus outbreak sent ripples across the U.S. food industry. That plant produces 5% of the pork bought and sold in this country. Then, just a few days later, another Smithfield plant, closer to home in Tar Heel, North Carolina, shuttered for an employee testing positive for COVID-19. The closures immediately got everyone asking, how secure is the food supply? The questions about the security and the availability of food revolve around the scale of the Smithfield operation, highly centralized and, as the pandemic has illustrated, prone to causing a sizable disruption in at least one sector of the food supply chain. So, can a thing like that happen in South Carolina?
It's not impossible for me to get struck by lightning, but what's the likelihood of it occurring?
Dr. Adam Kantrovich is an associate professor of agribusiness at Clemson University. And while his full answer is a little bit more complicated, his point is that there are so many factors that would have to come into play in order for South Carolina to experience large-scale food shortages that, though they are possible, they are not likely to happen. One reason is we don't have to supply all of our own food.
If you think about it almost like the internet, we don't have just one or two processing facilities. We have multiples throughout the country. And so although we may lose a single portion of a link, we are going to see diversions occur.
In other words, if a South Carolina food processing plant were to shut down, there are others within the same field, say poultry, that would still operate. And if not in South Carolina, then elsewhere in the country. South Carolina is also better insulated from major disruptions in the food supply because the infrastructure here, especially in the meat industry, is not so centralized as it is with pork in South Dakota. Eva Moore of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture.
South Carolina doesn't actually have any big slaughterhouses. We don't have anything of really that scale or that type of industry in South Carolina.
So the industry's myriad moving parts mean that food is still being produced. But what about demand? When restaurants were open and people shopped as they always had, food makers had a generally predictable idea of how much food went where. Their costs and incomes were more or less reliable. But restaurants don't need food in nearly the quantities they did before the pandemic. So, in what might appear to be a counterintuitive reality, South Carolina in many cases has more food than it can sell, and food producers are having to find ways to get rid of product.
Like, come pick up a produce box, you know, from a wholesaler. They'll sell direct to you now. Farmers, maybe smaller farmers that are used to supplying restaurants, are now, you know, selling direct to the public. Some are doing delivery, community-supported agriculture programs, like where customers can buy a share, you know, of a box and get one delivered every week. So we're seeing a lot of creativity, a lot of flexibility.
Confidence in the economic security of the food industry, nevertheless, remains high. And, says Eva Moore, confidence in the physical security, in other words, the safety of the food from any kind of contamination, is also high. That despite occasional disruptions like what happened recently at a Chesterfield turkey processing plant, where an outbreak of avian influenza ended with the loss of more than 30,000 turkeys. Moore says the food industry is actually very well prepared for a thing like that.
Basically, the agriculture industry is used to keeping things clean, and it's used to protecting against foodborne illnesses. So we're seeing industry have to shift a little bit to, you know, maybe keep distance between workers, to keep workers safe from each other, but it's not a totally new concept that people would be wearing protective equipment or taking precautions.
So while the answers might be a little more complicated, the short version is there is plenty of food in South Carolina and plenty of reason to think it will stay that way. I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.